Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live in the Libby Color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. From my Moss Nissan studio, two great radio stations across America. And let's not forget also that we are broadcasting across the Caribbean. And we are also heard around the world via the Internet. And thank you very much to Maria, who's chiming in from Germany tonight and sent us some nice pictures of her walk. She was out on her stroll with her dog, Luke. And I hope Luke got a treat for that, Maria. And to all the people, a special thanks goes out to all the people, all our military men and women listening to us right now all across America. And around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for what they do to keep our country free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, all across the country, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along, too. And let's not forget to check out my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And this hour, Miss Rosemary's got the week off, as I told you. She's taking a little time off for herself, which is a good thing because she's got a lot of work coming up. And I understand she's on a secret mission for Santa Claus. So there you go. But let's start this hour with, if I can find it, what did I do with it? With the, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I got something a little different I'm going to play here because I haven't played this in a while. We're going to do something, and this is from, Billy Van Horn. And, it's something that's called Our America. Listen to this.
American Flag by William Lewis Van Horn, Jr. It was just yesterday that I looked at our flag. Oh, my heart was so swollen with pride. But as I pondered the stars and the stripes that I saw, deep down in my heart, I cried. So proudly she waved in a gentle blown wind, the glory of red, white, and blue. Our 50 great states with one star for each, and our first 13 colonies too. But quickly my mind was drawn to despair, the division among us I see. The white stands for God, the blue, Democrats, and the red for the old GOP. And that's when I saw that the red and the white were flowing in one sweet accord. But the blue was off to the left by itself, away from the rest and the Lord. Oh, there was some white on that small field of blue. A spot of white here and white there. But when I looked at the size of the rest of the flag, the blue didn't even compare. And to me, that made clear that our nation's controlled by a very small minority. So let me proclaim that with God will remain and put God back in our country.
Wow. I tell you what, I keep forgetting how good that is, and I've had that in the can for a while, my little storage thing, and I just grabbed it real quick because I thought that might be a little bit more appropriate even than the Pledge of Allegiance in the times that we're going through right now. Well, we've got our favorite Professor Emeritus, Senior Professor Emeritus, Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana. Hey there, sir.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Not bad. What you got on your mind?
Well, you know, I keep hearing all day about Greta Thunberg getting...
Oh, boy.
Because, all right.
Yeah.
She turns my stomach, for one thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But always remember, Time, the 1936 Man of the Year, was Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
So this isn't too far removed. It's socialism wrapped in climate change propaganda. That's mm-hmm. all it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we've went through that before. And... The Democrats, they have to go this route on impeachment, and to a certain extent, climate change, because what you were seeing in the American economy is the most efficient economic machine ever in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's bubbling along probably as good as it can get, at least for the next year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only reason that they're pulling out all the stops on Trump, because there's no way a Democrat could ever equal what the Republicans, or at least Trump, has done. And he, you know, one of the things that a friend of mine that I used to work with, we were talking about Nixon and Watergate once, and I said, and this is years before Trump decided to run for president, before he was president. I said, you know what Nixon's problem was? He never took the show on the road. You know, he just hunkered down in the White House and brooded. If he would have went out and he would have pulled Trump rallies in all these congressional districts, if he wouldn't have stayed at home, if he would have called the news media fake, if he would have went out there and went right to the people, bypassed the media, I believe he would have turned the whole Watergate fiasco on the media. Because
mm-hmm.
I always thought he got railroaded. I mean, he didn't really, you know.
Well, he, really just way, different he, than, he got strong-armed for sure.
You know, he didn't do anything different than Johnson or Kennedy.
All right, hold that thought. We'll talk about that and a couple other things. So you got a couple of questions for you when we come back here. So we'll be right back with Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana, the Professor Emeritus of the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere, folks. I shall return with more. And, oh, by the way, hello, Al. Hello, Steve in Thailand. Hello, Richard the Marine up there in Oregon. And hello to, let's see, who is this now? This is Mark. And, Mark, you didn't tell me where you're at, so I can't tell anybody. But anyway, those are just a few of the people in the chat room. I'll be right back.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930,
The Answer. Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt on the next Hugh Hewitt Show. Great Britain is voting in the most important election since Thatcher's first. The Brits are going to the polls, and they're going to decide whether or not to give Boris Johnson a majority or not. Matthew Elliott of Brexit Central joins us with the latest updates.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930, The Answer. At Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, you'll receive individualized attention. Only Eyes Optical carries vintage to modern, one-of-a-kind eyeglasses to express your personal sense of style. Only Eyes Optical in Gulfgate, Sarasota. Call 444-7984.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
When it comes to AC, what's real and what's a gimmick? What's sales and what's service? With more on that, here's Total Air Solutions co-founder Bill Albert.
A lot of our competitors out there have two different types of service techs. They have service techs that know how to fix things, and they have service salesmen. A lot of the people who come out on their $29.95 maintenance, they're not service techs. They're salesmen. What is salesmen going to do? They're going to try to sell you something immediately. Our service techs are real service techs. They're trained on how to fix air conditioning. That's all brands. Not only do we fix what's broken, we don't fix what's not broken. Let's only fix what's necessary.
When you're looking for expert service, not just a sales pitch, call Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business since 2003. Google Total Air Solutions, TotalAirFL.com, TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
License number CAC057284.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time. Learn more at SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The Captain's America.
Does it look to you that we have fake scandals to join the ranks of fake news? Some of the people with the fake news are creating the fake scandals.
Overnights from 2 to 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, a little Easy Rider in the background there, Born to Be Wild. Ho-ho! Okay, Steppenwolf. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. And again, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, can't seem to get rid of it, you've had it for a while, don't know what to do, let me suggest something that works for me and has worked for tens of thousands of other people. It's called Relief Factor, because if you're struggling with nagging pain of any type and it just doesn't seem to want to go away, you got arthritis pain, which is what I have, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, or just a general pain, then let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start program right away. You can do that by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You will be able to sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. You'll take that exactly the way it tells you to take it, three times a day, with a meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and see if it doesn't work for you. Now, I had a friend of mine that I gave a 2-week supply of two times a day, because what she was telling me, I didn't think that she needed to load up with some big stuff. I said, try this and see what happens, taking it twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening when you get ready to go to sleep, and see if it cuts the pain for you. She was having all kinds of nagging back pain and whatnot, and she took it, and it's worked. A week later, it's worked. She's sold. She's buying the 3-week quick start. So there's a case where it worked. And so here's what you do. Again, you go to relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the program. And while you're there, make sure that you check out all the different things they have there, because they've got vitamins and all sorts of stuff there too, if you're interested. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, Dan the Man, Professor Emeritus from Lafayette, Indiana, is on the phone line with us. And good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Now, I want you to hear the back and forth to begin with I.G. Horowitz and Lindsey Graham, where Lindsey gets Horowitz to admit that nobody is off the hook here.
Thank you very much, and again to your team, thank you for the service you've done to the country here. The FBI, former FBI Director James Comey said this week that your report vindicates him. Is that a fair assessment of your report?
I think the activities we found here don't vindicate anybody who touched this.
Okay. Let's run a clip here. This is what Comey said in 2018. It would be nice to have sound. Do we have sound? Never mind, I'll read it. Director Comey, the reporter, is asking him, can I ask you a question on FISA abuse? It's a major issue for the Republicans. Do you have a total confidence in the dossier when you used it to secure a surveillance warrant and also in the subsequent renewals? This was asked in December of 2018, about a year ago. Comey, I have total confidence that the FISA process was followed, that the entire case was handled in a thoughtful, responsible way by DOJ and the FBI. I think the notion that FISA was abused here is nonsense. Would it be fair to say that you take issue with that statement?
Certainly our findings were that there were significant problems.
So when Comey speaks about FISA, you shouldn't listen. You should listen to Mr. Horowitz. He's not vindicated, and to be concerned about the FISA warrant process is not nonsense. Christopher Steele, is it fair to say that he had a political bias against Donald Trump?
Given who he was paid for, there was a bias that needed to be disclosed to the court.
How about that?
You know, that's what I expect an inspector general to say, not to get political, kind of be bureaucratic neutral.
Right.
Political. This goes to show you that the Hatch Act should be amended and strengthened, because too many of these clowns got in the upper echelons of the FBI when they were supposed to be politically neutral. They weren't supposed to be involved in politics. They knew what their job was to do, and that's how they were to do it, irrespective of the party or politics in general. But over the course of the last, probably 12 years, especially under Obama, he politicized everything in the Justice Department. I mean, everything.
Hmm.
And now you're seeing the results of it when you have a president of a different party of the people who were put in there by him.
Hmm.
I mean, they hate him. They hate Trump for being a Republican, for the sake of being a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the stuff they say is almost Stalinist. You know, mm-hmm. if you don't have an enemy, fabricate one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they have done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best way to attack your enemy is to accuse them of the same thing you're doing.
And that's what they're doing.
And that's all Stalinist. That goes back to the 20s and 30s. And
As a matter of fact, Dan, let's stop for a second. That's exactly what the Democrats are doing, accusing the Republicans of doing things that they've already done themselves.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrat Party in the United States has perfected it over the old Bolsheviks.
Yep.
And now they've weaponized the media.
Yep.
It's all boiling down. Part of this is, and we can thank God for this and just history, we still have the Senate. And I think this is what the whole ball of marbles are about.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies between now and an election day,
mm-hmm.
game's over for the Democrats, because they're going to get a hardcore conservative mm-hmm. on that court.
Female.
A female.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard to attack her. But I think that's what you see right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are worried about her dying, because right now it's 5-4, but could you imagine what it would be like if it was 6-3?
Yeah.
Their agenda is going to be over for at least a generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what the whole ball of marbles are about. That is the game right there.
Well, I don't doubt what you're saying for a second, but somehow or another, we have to educate the American people, and we have people listening to this program right now, as we always do, that are middle of the road or to the left of center, and they sit there and they listen because they're trying to figure out who's telling the truth, whether it's their people or our people. I don't have any reason to sit here and make up any stories. All I can do is just produce the facts and lay them in front of you and tell you that when you hear what they're accusing us of doing, that I can take and go, and not very difficult, not very long, and not very difficult to find an example where I can tell you and show to you that it was the Democrats themselves that were doing what they were accusing the Republicans of doing.
I tell you, when you watch cable news, if you go between Fox and MSNBC, you wonder if you're in the same country.
Mm-hmm.
The storylines are so different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, MSNBC, they'll just take Rachel Maddow on and just put her mouth and cartoons, because that's all it is. It's a bunch of Looney Tunes on Lawrence O'Donnell, Chris Matthews. They're not journalists. They're political advocates for a certain ideology.
Well, what exactly is George Stephanopoulos?
Oh, I never could understand that at all. How he got so big. I never thought he was great at communication skills when he was in the White House. He didn't last very long there under Bill Clinton. People kind of forget about that. He was gone before the first midterm.
But it is obvious to me that he has been put in that position to direct a political narrative from the left side of the aisle and put it out on a major news network.
Oh, he's the deflection shield.
Mm-hmm.
For the Democrats to keep the Republican, keep the conservative stuff off. You know, we just have to deal with it, but sometimes it feels overwhelming. I know when I look at over the political landscape, I go, you know, can we really pull it off in 2020? Because it's going to be tough. And I'm telling they've got four.
Can't take it for granted. You cannot take it for granted. You've got to get out and report.
You know, but there's four Republican senators that are vulnerable, Susan
yep.
Collins being one from Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, what are these people in those other states thinking? You know, I'll admit I come from a conservative state. Florida, I don't even know what Florida is anymore, you know.
Middle of the road, pretty much. It's about 50-50. It's very close.
Yeah, but it's moving blue.
It is.
You know, but you think, but that is two generations of Americans that weren't educated. They were politically indoctrinated.
Well, it's the people that come down. It's the people that move down here from the North and from the Midwest that come down here with their political ideas, and they think that their way, even though it didn't work where they were at, and they're coming down here for the reason that they couldn't afford to stay there, taxes were too high or whatever, then they come down here and the first thing they go is, oh, well, we need to have a state sales tax, and then we can have this, 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 and this, or state income tax, and we can have this, 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 and this. No thanks.
Well, you know, I see it here. I see it here in my little town, because we've been inundated the last 20 years, people wanting to get out of Chicago. So they come here, right? First thing they do, they make fun of people in Indiana. You talk slower, you work slower, you hear all that. And they vote the same way they did in Chicago that made it what it is today.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It
slid backwards.
All right, well, I got to let you go. Here comes the music. I've enjoyed talking to you, and as always, getting the Professor Emeritus opinion.
Hope I didn't get too carried away.
Oh, you're fine. All right, thanks, Dan. We'll talk to you later. All right, Dan,
okay.
Dan the man, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate him very much. He just happens to be up there at Purdue University. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Our mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Our mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Our mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Our mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Our mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Our mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
With us for a day's off, Patrick Foss. At a hearing to consider the articles of impeachment, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says his committee has to give full consideration to the charges against President Trump. On Thursday, the committee will consider amendments and likely hold a final vote to send the articles to the House floor. A federal judge has blocked enforcement of a Los Angeles law requiring businesses that want city contracts to disclose whether they have ties to the National Rifle Association. The judge Wednesday granted a preliminary injunction sought by the gun rights group, which argued the ordinance violates the constitutional rights of free speech and equal protection. By a vote of 51-44, the Senate has confirmed the 50th Trump nominee to take a seat in the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The Indiana parents of a toddler who plunged through an open window on a cruise ship in Puerto Rico have filed a lawsuit against Royal Caribbean Cruises. They accused the company of negligence in Chloe Wygan's death by allowing a window to be opened last July. This is SRN News.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes Let's Grab Dinner and a Movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you practice how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, "Good evening, officer." A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed, even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, "I'm a catch," more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who've served our country. Guys like me. Support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day your actions could help save a life. Learn how you can help at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
The next Dennis Prager Show, second one, coming to you from Israel, not Jerusalem, but to Tiberias. Continuing with the latest war of the left, the war against Thanksgiving, on the next Dennis Prager Show.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon on AM 930, The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, it is. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our first military and veterans news segment is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy does have two campuses to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. And here's more about them right this moment.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys. Guys and gals, if you want the opportunity to start hit the ground and start with a job paying $50,000 to $60,000 a year, then you need to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses to serve you, one up in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, because after 14 short months of training, you will be well on your way to a solid career with a tremendous opportunity for the rest of your life as a certified aviation maintenance tech. You will start out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year and move up the ladder quickly in terms of pay, because it's all based on your God-given ability to be able to do your job. So think about that. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And if you want to give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll open the door wide slap open for you. How do you like that? And they're good, good people. Great courses. And I'm telling you, I've known people, James in Clearwater's known people that have started out there, and they've even gone to a better job with Verter Heights. They've gone on to become pilots. How do you like that? Or engineers. Okay. Now, I want to talk about the Pentagon, which, in lieu of what happened in Pensacola at the Naval Air Station, ordered a broad new review of the vetting procedures for international students who participate in training on U.S. military installations, and demanded the process be strengthened. Well, yeah. In direct reaction to last week's deadly shooting at the Pensacola Navy base by a Saudi aviation student. That is a no-brainer because of what we found out. The country sending the people in was the one that was responsible for the majority of the vetting. Then they put them on a list, gave it to the Pentagon, or I'm sorry, gave it to the State Department, who then made up whether or not, made the decision whether or not they were to be allowed in. Wow. Now, the final defense authorization measure for the current fiscal year represents a victory for Republicans. That's the word from a large number of angry Democrats in Congress, because they're supporters, and more discreetly, from many Republicans. Now, they don't like the fact that they passed a continued resolution to keep the military moving along the way it was going. Well, to that I say, too bad, so sad. You either lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way, right? Now, the DOD Inspector General is looking into recruit deaths at military training installations. Recently, there's been a number of deaths across the initial training areas, across the services. That's the subject of a new Defense Department Inspector General's project. Now, this came on December 4th in the form of a memo from the Secretary of Defense. We'll see where this goes. We'll see where this goes. Does it mean they're going to slack off on basic training? Well, maybe. That's always something that is in the works if something bad is going on. Now, one day, before Amazon chief Jeff Bezos gave a keynote at the Reagan National Defense Forum, never uttering the word Jedi, the Pentagon's chief information spokesman spoke with great confidence that Amazon's protest of the Defense Department's Enterprise Cloud Contract Award will go nowhere. And we'll see. We'll see. Because Amazon is protesting the fact that they lost a contract when it came to computers for the government. Now, Turkey said yesterday it would retaliate against any U.S. sanctions over its purchase of the Russian defense system. Now, it added that Britain had agreed to speed up the joint fighter jet program to meet the Turkish defense needs. Gee, what kind of defense needs do they have? I think most of what I'm hearing them doing is offensive, not defensive. Just me, but then what do I know? Just me. Okay. Have we got a Cold War redux? Well, maybe, because the U.S. is going to hold its largest European exercises with our allies, our NATO allies. We're going to send 20,000 troops to Europe next April and May in the biggest military exercises on European soil since the Cold War, to underscore Washington's commitment to NATO. That coming from a senior Allied commander. Wow. And Afghanistan's former President Karzai, remember him, says that American cash fed the corruption in Afghanistan. He's saying that Washington helped fuel corruption in his nation by spending hundreds of millions of dollars over the past two decades without accountability. Well, the accountability is a two-sided coin here, Mr. Karzai. It's Afghani and American controlled. And some of the numbers and things that were being thrown around were coming from the Afghani side of the fence without anybody in the American side actually verifying and checking to make sure that that's indeed where the money went, if you know what I mean. By the way, a federal judge on Tuesday blocked the Trump administration from spending some Defense Department money to build a border wall with Mexico, the latest twist in the long-running legal battle with one of the president's signature domestic issues and campaign priorities. Now, this was federal money, not private money, being used to build the wall along the Mexican border. Now, there is a project that is continuing on because it is a private project with private money on private land owned by the people that are building the wall, and they can't stop it. So there you go. And it's right down there along El Paso in one of the areas there where it's really, really tight with Mexico. So keep your eyes on that one. By the way, Congress is offering the Defense Department the option to purchase Turkey's F-35 Joint Strike Fighters and give the Defense Secretary discretion to spend up to $30 million to store the fifth-generation jets until a plan for their use is formalized, according to the final version of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2020. So we want to buy our aircraft back that were going to be sold to Turkey and do what? And store them where? I don't think that's such a great idea. By the way, we're working on possibly on some of the assault ships, putting some F-35s on board, which would be aircraft that would take off and land straight up and straight down. And that could be interesting. That could be very interesting. And we may be outfitting some of our assault ships that way with our Marines on board soon, if we haven't already done that. Now, there's a new rank insignia for the nation's top enlisted advisor. The senior enlisted advisor to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff can be an E-9 from any of the services, but until now, he or she has not had the distinctive rank insignia the way that the Sergeant Major of the Army, Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, and Chief Master Sergeant of the U.S. Air Force all have. So be watching for a new insignia for the highest enlisted person in the military, the military's top enlisted advisor. And I don't have any problem with that. I think that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Also, soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines might all soon have training on how to save their buddy's life in the first critical moments of injury in combat. There's new medical training for all services on the way, and everybody's going to get it, like it or not. Everybody's going to get it. And I often thought if I went back in the military, I'd go back as a corpsman because that's something I really enjoyed in the fire service, being a firefighter EMT and then a firefighter paramedic. All right. I'll be right back. Take a look at the roads again. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
Carrier, turn to the experts. We've all been there. You come home from work, open the door, and realize pretty quick that something's up with the AC. And that something is the temperature and humidity making your home feel like a blast furnace. Here in Florida, it goes beyond discomfort straight to dangerous for family and pets. Don't sweat it. Call Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business since 2003. They know that with the Florida heat, it's more than just a comfort issue, it's a health issue. That's why they're available 24/7 to answer your call. So they'll get there quick and fix it right the first time. And while we're at it, you can prevent that unexpected AC repair with regular maintenance and tune-ups. And right now, you'll receive a free diagnostic valued at $89.95 with any service call. Or get a free maintenance inspection when you get three for the price of two at TotalAirFL.com. Google Total Air Solutions. Online at TotalAirFL.com. That's TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Seniors, you want to save money on your car insurance? Well, answer yes, and you could pay less, maybe a lot less. Are you retired and no longer drive to work? Are you semi-retired, or do you telecommute and work some days from home? Does one of your cars go unused for several months? Answer yes, and you could pay less.
You may be able to save a lot of money.
If you're driving less, you could pay less on your auto insurance. You could save 5%, maybe 10%, 15%, or even more.
How much will you save?
To find out, call now. Speak with a licensed insurance agent, 1-800-308-0399. You could save hundreds of dollars a year.
That's a lot of money.
If you don't drive as much anymore, you could pay less on your auto insurance.
You might save a little, you might save a lot.
You could save hundreds of dollars a year.
So call right now and find out just how much money you might be able to save.
1-800-308-0399. 1-800-308-0399.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Notner is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand through the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is waiting at ChristianPublishing.com.
Thank you so much to all the wonderful professionals at Zulon Press.
Visit Zulon Press at ChristianPublishing.com.
Special treat, folks. We have secured Dennis Prager. He will be on the line live. That's right, uninterrupted. We'll just be having Dennis Prager, one of my favorite guests. In fact, the only place you can ever hear Dennis Prager for 3 hours is on The Dennis Prager Show.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. And it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like a some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days.
days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, that's Dave Dudley. And Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road, he's gonna make it home tonight. That's one of those songs that's been around for forever, it seems like. I remember hearing that years and years ago. It was one of my dad's favorites when he used to go to the market early in the morning with his truck, and we'd ride along with him because that's what we did. We always wanted to go to the market and see what was going on, because it was really something, the farmer's market at the old New York State Regional Market in Syracuse, New York. It's still there, too, I do believe. But anyway, let's get going here, because this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot in Flying J, closest to you right now. And remember, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by and see what they have to offer. Now, a quick-moving clipper system is expected to produce a streak of heavy snow from the Dakotas, and it's doing it right now, through the upper Mississippi Valley. It's definitely coming across from Minnesota over into Wisconsin, over into northern Michigan, and moving further to the east. There's also some rain associated with this, possibly freezing rain because of where it's located here along Lake Michigan. But it'll also bring more precipitation into the Great Lakes and eventually find its way over towards Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. Now, meanwhile, a series of storm systems in the west will keep the west wet and unsettled all through the weekend, bringing rounds of locally heavy rainfall to the lower elevations and widespread heavy snowfall across the terrain from the Cascades and Sierra Nevadas up to the north and into the central Rockies, where right now you've got snow in Colorado, you've got snow in Wyoming, you've got snow in Utah, you've got snow in Idaho, you've got snow in Montana, you've got snow in the central part of Oregon, you've got snow in the central and northern part and northeastern part in the Yakima Valley and Wenatchee section of Washington State. And then, as I said, the snow right now is just a general snow. There is a winter storm warning in the midst of all this for what looks like up around Green Bay in that area of Wisconsin and the northern part as you cross over into Michigan, the upper peninsula up there. There is some snow which is tapering off now in the Watertown area predominantly, the Tug Hill Plateau and Watertown. So it's up north, further up north, and it looks like for the moment it's tapering off because the wind is blowing in a different direction, and you're not getting the lake effect module that you had been getting for the last 2 to 3 days. So that's a good thing. Give people a chance to dig out there, and I do mean dig out. Colorado, if you're going up I-25 north and south, getting around the Denver area there, you will see snow. You'll have it all the way up there to Wyoming, and then Wyoming along I-80 from Laramie. It's definitely snowing up on top of the rock as you go from Laramie up over to Cheyenne. So be advised, you might have to hang some iron up there tonight. I will tell you this, 4th of July, up there in Montana, you are definitely having to hang iron to go over there. They have a winter storm warning up there, and it's snowing pretty good. Coeur d'Alene, snow there. Snoqualmie, snow there. Not sure about the chains, but it's got a winter storm warning, and usually when you see that, that means that they're hanging iron up there. So be advised of that. And then Boise, I-84, west, headed towards Cabbage, and it looks like they're getting snow up on top of Cabbage right now, too. Be advised, there's snow all the way along there, and snow a little bit heavier around Boise tonight, there. So be advised of that, too. So that's where there's some heavier snow in Idaho, besides Coeur d'Alene, where it's definitely snowing very hard up there as well. I-90 back and forth right now. I imagine you're going to have some fun, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And if you're going west out of Denver, if you're going 50 west out of Pueblo, you definitely are going to be hanging iron going up over the top. And it looks like as if going over I-70 into Utah towards Richland, you're going to have some snow in that mountain range there. It drops you down into Richland, so be careful. Now, for everybody that's listening to me right now, it's out there. You want to get a free cup of coffee? Find a pilot and Flying J right now. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, fill yourself up, get you a nice cup of coffee. If you need some breakfast, a shower, or whatnot, get that done, too. And then be on your way to do what you got to do. Go deliver your load on time, whatever the case may be. But remember, pilots and Flying J's, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And I guarantee you, you're going to love what you're going to find in a pilot travel center right now, because you could find a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's. Could also find a Dairy Queen. How about that? Not to forget about an Arby's, maybe a Chester's Chicken, too. Maybe even a Dunkin' Donuts full-service facility. So stop by. Check them out. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pilots and from Flying J's. Tell me Captain sent you. All right. Let's go to the phone line. We got Miss Denise on the line from FoundersCode.com. And what were you doing yesterday when I ran across you?
I just come home from tennis.
Yeah, but I mean, you had that little old smartphone going, and you were watching those hearings, and you were just totally embedded in those hearings on that smartphone of yours.
I was. I watched the entire thing.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got some audio here that I just love hearing it, because what I got out of that, the big thing I got out of that, that everybody needs to understand, is that nobody is off the hook. And the IG made it a perfectly clear point to state that, and his words were, let's see here, his exact words were, no one has been vindicated by his report.
Correct.
So, for Comey taking a victory lap and a couple other people taking a victory lap, Peter Strzok and whatnot, good luck with that one.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And we are going to talk quite a bit about this, because this has just gone in about four different directions all at the same time, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, and we do need to have a larger discussion on this on the other side of the break.
Yeah.
It was really a magnificent display yesterday of the they against us, or us against them.
Yeah.
It was remarkable.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Horowitz, he's a measured man.
Yep.
And the fact that he said that he didn't find any evidence of bias.
Mm-hmm.
They really torpedoed, the Republicans really torpedoed that assessment.
Sure did. And I like the way that they did it with the questions and the answers they were getting, because the way they asked it, you had to answer it. Well, he was answering them honestly, I do believe, the questions. I don't think he smiled.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Yep.
But he only investigated FBI.
Correct.
He didn't investigate the Department of Justice.
Nope.
He didn't investigate CIA.
Nope.
He didn't investigate, law firms or, the DNC or only FBI. And I would also argue very limited people within the FBI.
Right. Right, because we got the feeling that there were some people, just by what was said, that weren't involved in this, but we'll know more. But anyway, here comes the music. But when we come back, folks, we are definitely going to get into this and tear it apart, because Denise is loaded for bear tonight. I know. She told me. So we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back after the top of the hour news. See ya after the top of the hour news. Welcome to...
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Captain Matt here. You've heard of Mixon Fruit Farms. Did you know their Groveside Cafe is the hidden gem of Bradenton? Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich is incredibly delicious. People from all over, even Miami, say it's the best they've ever had, and I completely agree. Mixon's pressed Cuban is absolute perfection. The Mixon Groveside Cafe is open Monday through Saturday for lunch. Get in there today. Mixon loves their local regulars. Skip the line and call ahead, 941-748-5829.
Want to make profits in the stock market? Philsgang.com is running its best promotion ever. For the holiday season, Philsgang is giving you the Working Investor Program free for 10 days. That's right. Get the Philsgang membership and the MV2 color-coded chart free for a 10-day trial. Go to philsgang.com and click on Get Started. Then choose the Working Investor Program for your 10-day